Right, we are continuing today in Meretz Hashem in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, Chapter 4, Mishnah 2. Ben Azay Omer, Ben Azay said, Haveratz lemitzvah kala kibichamura. Run to do a minor mitzvah, or like a lighter mitzvah, an easier mitzvah, like you would to do a more significant mitzvah. Uborech min ha'avera, and run away from sin. Shemitzvah goreres mitzvah, one mitzvah causes another mitzvah. Va'avera goreres avera, and one avera causes another mitzvah, causes another avera. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, the reward for one mitzvah is another mitzvah. Uschar avera avera, and the reward for one avera, so to speak, is the commission of another avera. So this is an incredible idea. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains over here. So first of all, just a basic idea of havras lemitzvah kala, go and run to do a quote-unquote minor mitzvah. So here the Rabbeinu Yonah explains on a very simple level, because we often create kind of like our own hierarchy of things. What's more important, what's less important. But the truth is, every mitzvah given to us by the Ribono Shalom, and by extension given to us by Chazal, is important because it comes from somewhere divine. And as such, the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that don't create categories in your head, but rather, again, if there is a mitzvah that is in front of you, make sure to take the opportunity to fulfill it. And then he goes on and he says something interesting. Havratz lemitzvah kala uborech min avera, shemitzvah goreres mitzvah. What does this idea mean, that one mitzvah causes another mitzvah? He explains, Mikoach ha-teva huzeh, ki ba'asos ha'adam mitzvah kitana pam'achos, hu miskariv el Hashem Yisbaruch, umargil es rucho la'avodoso, v'nikla be'inov la'asos mitzvah acheres, shi'yesh bato k'neged harishon o'yoser ma'at. So this is incredible. The Rabbeinu explains that what the Mishnah is really introducing us to, what Benazah is introducing us to, is when you create a behavior pattern. So for example, when a person goes ahead and runs to do a mitzvah, so ultimately, again, what he's doing is he's creating a behavioral pattern. So now I've established a behavior in which I run to do mitzvahs, and by extension, I go ahead and I run away from averus. Now the interesting part when you establish a behavioral pattern is it also gives you the ability to enhance and amplify or bolster those behaviors. So for example, whereas at first I may start ultimately again by running to do an easy mitzvah, so to speak, now I've created a behavior pattern for doing an easy mitzvah. But once I've created a behavioral pattern for going ahead and performing an easy mitzvah, it also creates the platform ultimately over time to kind of up my game and do something a little bit harder, a little bit more intense. Why? Because I've already habituated myself. I've already created a behavior pattern ultimately, again, for the performance of a mitzvah. And therefore, once I create the behavior pattern, it's so much easier to build upon that with every subsequent mitzvah. And it's here that the Rabbeinu Yonah is really introducing us to something really incredible, which is, I think maybe it's like even like the million-dollar question in Yiddishkeit. You know, there are a lot of things we do in our Judaism that are repetitive. And so conventional wisdom often says that anything you do that is repetitive loses its meaning over time. So for example, I'm davening three times a day. So I think all of us have had those days where we think to ourselves, you know what, if I only had to daven once a day, I really think I'd be able to do so with a lot more, with a lot more kavana. Now that I'm doing it three times a day, it's a lot. It's a lot, and so it's harder. Shacharis, mincha, marev, shidah, mincha, marev together. You're going to have kavana every davening. Sometimes we think to ourselves that like less is more. But you begin to understand something very interesting, which is Chazal in their infinite wisdom certainly understood that it would be difficult to have kavana for three tefillos daily. If that's the case, why did they create it? Why did they create the obligation? It's to create a behavior pattern. What Chazal were looking to do, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking to do, through a lot of our repetitive mitzvos, is not necessarily even an expectation that I'm going to have the highest level of kavana each and every time, but that through constant repetition, I create a behavioral pattern. And when you create a pattern of behavior, ultimately, again, that makes the behavior part of who and what you are. It also gives you a platform upon which to build upon going forward. And when you begin to think about this, it's just such a dramatic way to look at some of those things that so often we wonder, why so much, why so often? You know, Rav Moshe Feitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was asked an interesting question, which I think is applicable to all of us. They asked Rav Moshe, if a person has a choice between giving a little bit of tzedakah to multiple causes, or maybe giving a lot more tzedakah or more significant donations, but to fewer causes, what should one do? And Reb Moshe Paskin that it is better to give a little to a lot. He says, why? Because ultimately, again, giving a little to a lot means you're engaging in repeated acts of giving. And that's what turns you into a giver. They say about the great tzaddik Rabbi Nachman of Breslov that when the Rebbe was a young boy, so he would have a coin, we'll call it like a dollar for tzedakah, and he would go ahead and he would convert the dollar into 100 pennies. And he would stand in front of the pushka, you know, of course the Rebbe's not using a dollar, but right, he'd stand in front of the pushka, and before each and every act of putting the penny in, he would say, "Hinei muchar muzuman l'kayim mitzvah saseh shel tzedakah," and he would do 100 times, putting each coin one after the other. Why don't you save yourself a little bit of time and give the dollar? Because there's a difference between giving a dollar and 100 pennies. The dollar is one act of giving. The 100 pennies is 100 acts of giving. One act doesn't make you into a giver. 100 acts creates a behavioral pattern and absolutely makes you into a giver. And that, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is what Ben Azai is saying. Have you rats l'mitzvah kala, right, to run to a mitzvah, establish a behavioral pattern of running to mitzvahs. Similarly, again, establish a behavioral pattern of running away from averus. And then you'll find something amazing. Shemitzvah goreres mitzvah. That one mitzvah causes another mitzvah. Meaning what? If you run to do a mitzvah, you create a behavioral pattern. And once that happens, you've put yourself on a particular trajectory. Sometimes in life, it's not even about the kavana. It's not about the intent. It's not about the concentration. It's not about all the different thoughts that you have. Sometimes it's just about solidifying and repeating positive behaviors over and over again. When we do that, we cement that positive behavior as part of our religious persona. And that creates a platform for future personalistic growth as well. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.